Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Children who are exposed to trauma can experience serious mental health problems, and a variety of psychological therapies have been tried to prevent these outcomes. In October 2016, Donna Gillies from the Western Sydney Local Health District in Australia and colleagues brought the evidence together in a new Cochrane review. She tells us more in this podcast.
This review is a follow-up to our earlier review of psychological therapies for children and adolescents diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder. The aim of this new review was to see if these therapies might be effective in preventing negative outcomes, including PTSD, in children and adolescents who had been exposed to trauma. We included 51 trials, which had recruited a total of more than 6,000 participants. 20 trials included children only, 2 were limited to preschool children, and 10 to adolescents. The rest included both children and adolescents. The trials included participants exposed to a variety of different traumas. The most common was sexual abuse in 12 trials and war or community violence in 10. They were involved in a natural disaster in 6 trials, undergone physical trauma in 6, and exposed to interpersonal violence in 3 trials. 1 trial each included participants who'd had a life-threatening illness, been physically abused or maltreated. The remaining trials included a range of traumas. We had hoped to concentrate on trials where the therapy had begun within a year of the trauma exposure, but this was not possible as most trials had not reported the time between trauma exposure and the time of therapy. The most commonly used psychological therapy was cognitive behavioural therapy, or CBT. Other therapies were family therapy, exposure, debriefing, psychoeducation, skills training, narrative therapy, supportive therapy, and a technique known as EMDR. Despite this wide range of psychological therapies, several elements were common to most. In particular, psychoeducation and coping skills were included in many. Overall, we found children and adolescents receiving psychological therapies were less likely to display symptoms of or be diagnosed with PTSD compared to those not receiving therapy. We also found some evidence that CBT might be more effective than other psychological therapies. However, we did not find evidence that psychological therapies prevented other negative outcomes such as depression, anxiety, or behavioural changes. Unfortunately, because most studies only reported outcomes up to 1 month, there was no evidence for the long-term effectiveness of psychological therapies. There were some indications that different types of trauma may be more responsive to therapies. Symptoms were decreased in trials which included children and adolescents exposed to sexual abuse, community violence, interpersonal violence, and natural disaster, but not when the exposure was physical trauma or a life-threatening illness. As there are only single studies of a number of types of trauma, we cannot yet be sure whether these differences are real. In summary, although it is not yet clear whether benefits will be maintained in the long term, the existing evidence allows us to recommend that children and adolescents exposed to trauma should be offered psychological therapies to prevent the clinical symptoms of trauma exposure.
If you would like to read more about the types of therapy and the types of trauma in Donna's review, you can find it online at cochranelibrary.com. Just go to the website and run a search for psychological therapies and trauma in children.